baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him, and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. By the sword, what happens?
the chaos that we unleash into the world and the horrific things that happen that are outside of our control, we often ask the question, in this good creation, why do so many bad things happen? At the same time, we may ask, even though so many bad things happen, why so many beautiful things happen? We wrestle with the problem of evil. There's also a problem of good and beauty in the world. And we wonder, if there is a God, where is God in all of this? What does the Christian story repeatedly say to us? Where is God in all this? God is with us. God is with us. We just are coming off of celebrating the season of Christmas, the incarnation. God taking on our flesh conveys the truth of God's abiding presence, not just with us, but with all of God's creation. That the Creator can take on the creation without compromising or destroying its integrity is a very deep and powerful truth. And today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord, who's always paving the way for us, showing us the way of God. Once again, we see here Jesus is demonstrating solidarity with humanity, but not just solidarity with humanity, obedience to his Father. Fortunately for us, in our baptism, we are joined to Christ. And then we are joined to Christ's faithfulness, to Christ's obedience, to Christ's death, and to Christ's resurrection. Because I'm not pleading my works on Judgment Day. I'm pleading Christ. It is the faithfulness of Christ that saves me. In Luther's Small Catechism, he writes that baptism is not simply water, plain water. Instead, it is water used according to God's command and connected with God's word. Creation coming from God's word. New creation coming from God's word. Once again, this word has such power to transform us in the world that we live in. The Catechism goes on to say that baptism brings about forgiveness of sins, redeems from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe it, as the words and promise of God declare. It signifies that the old person in us with all our sins and evil desires is to be drowned and die through daily sorrow for sin and through repentance. And on the other hand, that a daily new person is to come forth and rise up to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. And then Luther quotes Romans 6. We are buried with Christ by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. The things that God does in the darkness, in our darkness, bringing us to new life. We are called by the word and the promise of God in holy baptism to be born anew each and every day. We can do that in trusting in the truth that God is with us, in the order and in the chaos. The good news is also that we do not do this alone. God is with us, and God gives us a community. God gives us the church to love and to support us as we journey through this broken world that we so easily mess up. Part of a new creation in Christ. And we see the restoration that God has unleashed into the world. The chaos of this world, good or bad, we know we can get through it because we know that we are not alone. The God that created you created the world out of a formless void. And the God who created the world out of a formless void is with you. Think about that, how powerful that truth is. The God who created the world out of a formless void is with you. The word that commences creation into being became human. The God who pursues us died for you. In Mark chapter 1, verse 10, as Jesus is baptized, that we heard today, we hear that the heavens are torn, right? The heavens are split. There's a Greek word for that. And it's Mark's gospel in chapter 15, verse 38, that same word is used. Jesus is crying out with a loud voice, having breathed his last. And what happens to the temple curtain? It's torn in two from top to bottom. Right? So people that love literary stuff, English stuff, they're going to like that bookend, right? The tearing of the heavens, the tearing of the temple. What was that curtain doing? Separating us from the Holy of Holies, right? In Christ, nothing separates us. Heaven and earth, nothing separates us from Jesus. There's nothing that can separate us from God in the love of Christ. There's another bookend here. At Jesus' baptism, what does the voice from heaven say? You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. Let's go towards the end of Mark's gospel. Jesus is dying, he's dead on the cross. What does the centurion say? Truly this man was the son, was God's son. Okay. Also points us to the cross. Baptism of our Lord puts Jesus on a journey to the cross, paving the way for us to follow. And how is that revealed? That Jesus is God's son on the cross. And at holy baptism, God says to you, you are my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. And then we're marked with the cross of Christ, forever joined to our Savior in life and in death. And we cling to that promise of eternal life. So as others are journeying through the chaos of this world, may they see light and beauty in the new creation that we are all a part of. May they see our joy in the Savior we have placed our faith, trust, and hope. And may the love of Jesus that we share and receive bring forth such beauty that it gives us a glimpse of the kingdom of God and a reminder of the God who